indeed, our Earth has had these periodic pole shifts. You can see that in the evidence of the Earth. Go back every time period and you can see other changes. The ripping apart of the continents is one evidence of this. What will cause the continents to drift? Why would they drift? They're being ripped apart. If you have something violently in motion and then you slam it and stop it, this would cause the ripping and tearing and crumbling up of mountains that we see. During these passages, and when we have pole shifts and violent geological earthquakes and changes and the like, tipping of the earth and shifting of the crust, volcanoes explode. And when they do, there's a lot of molten lava pouring out. Well, lava, being molten, will line up with the current magnetic field. And when lava hardens, that's a permanent freeze, indicating the direction of magnetism at that moment in time. Well, this is one way that they have determined the wandering pole theory, where they've identified places in Earth where they say at one time this appears to have been the North Pole, or that appeared to have been the South Pole, is through this frozen lava alignment. Along the Atlantic, land is stretched and pulled under the water. For instance, off of Japan, there's cities and roads that they find under the water. In Bermuda, we see roads and walls and the like. Likewise, land can rise. Atlantis is rumored to be a continent that went under the waves during one of these cataclysmic passages. Various scientists have noticed these geological changes and the patterns in them. And what almost invariably happens is that the thought of our Earth being subjected to these kind of violent motions and is so frightening that people prefer not to think about it. It's like the cancer patient who doesn't want to know. And so it's put aside. Or else people put it in the context of like millions and millions of years ago, such and such happened. Well, in fact, it was 3,000 and 4,000 years ago that we had our last geological cataclysms. For instance, the oceans are 16 to 20 feet lower than they were approximately 3,500 years ago. All over the world, seashells are high on beaches, indicating the water line was higher. What caused that water to drop? Where did it go? Didn't evaporate? Well, it was a pole shift, and it caused the rifts in the oceans to widen so that the water dropped down. Yes, various people have investigated that. Villikowski was one such scientist. He gathered scientific evidence that other people had put together and presented the pattern, and it was so frightening that he was vilified, no pun intended. Zachariah Sitchin is another who has noted the ancient Sumerians were aware of a 3,600-year pattern and a passage of another planet outside of our solar system, which would come through.
Back around 1650 BC, or if you want to give it a little more leeway, between 1500 and 1700 BC, there is considerable evidence for a calamitous event. In fact, there are stories from that time, showing certain civilizations came and went, certain powers that be were overthrown at the time because of the celestial events that were happening and the earth changes that were happening.
The last passage was during the Jewish Exodus, approximately 3,600 years ago. Nobody knows for sure the exact date, because during these passages, mankind is just discombobulated. They stop keeping records. Records are lost. So nobody can exactly pinpoint the date.
Sure. There is a pattern to the cataclysms on Earth. If we go back every 3,600 year period, we see that some major world catastrophe happened. If we go by the Earth's geology as evidence, the last passage of Planet X may have been 3,600 years ago. We have the formation of Niagara Falls, the Great Lakes, mass extinctions, and even by looking at analyzing tree rings, we see that 3,600 years ago, indeed, there was a worldwide cataclysm. Now, by doing the math, that would mean that Nibiru's next passage should be due now. If it was inbound, there must be some signs of it approaching. Now, many scientists seem to say that the current earth changes are due to global warming, man-made pollution, and this would make sense until we take account that there are other changes happening in the solar system. One such theory says that cow flatulence, believe it or not, is responsible for depleting our ozone layer, which leads to our polar caps melting. But what about Mars? What about Mars's polar caps? They seem to be melting as well. What about our sun? It's 2 years past its prime solar peak. There are many changes happening in the solar system. So what would be influencing our entire solar system as a whole, not just Earth?
Your total globe. You're told global warming is the problem. If hot air is the problem, then why is our Earth heating from the bottom up? The deep ocean rifts are the ones that are heating. Volcanism in Indonesia, the underwater undersea volcanoes, is what causes El Nino and the like. It's what causes the weather irregularities. Increased volcano activity. How can that be because of global warming? You're told about sunspot, sun cycles and the like. This is an 11-year cycle. The 11-year cycle ended in the year 2000. Now we're told it's supposed to end in the year 2003. For some reason, we're going to have a 14-year cycle. This is not the truth. This is disinformation. You really need to look at what's happening, the weather irregularities, the changes in the earth, and think of it in terms of these periodic passages, and make up your own mind. The behavior of this extra planet as it moves from one sun to the other is such that it spends most of its time between the two suns, kind of just hovering there, moving slowly in the direction it's going. But when it, a couple of decades before the passage, it picks up speed and rapidly gains speed so that it zooms through our solar system in a period of perhaps 3 months from one end to the next, a very rapid passage. Therefore, for a human on Earth to view this, unless they have something like the Hubble or the kind of high-powered telescopes that observatories have, very few observatories, they can't see it. It might be a tiny little blur up there in the sky. It has less visibility than Pluto, which is reflecting the sun's light. It has less visibility than stars, which have a bright, intense pinpoint of light. It's a kind of a little dull red blur and very small. So approximately 7 weeks before its passage, people in their backyards or standing on hilltops can point to it and say, what is that reddish thing? It keeps getting larger. It keeps moving a little bit. And then they can see it. That's when it becomes visible to the average person on the streets.
This is how the powers that be that are in the know are dealing with this information. Sometimes it slips out, and then they do their best to try to cover their tracks afterwards.
So where is the government in all of this? Aren't they supposed to protect us? We're the taxpayers. They have a defense department that's supposed to defend us. Why hasn't the government notified us that these terrible times are coming? Well, imagine if you were in their shoes, what would you say to people? We're not going to be able to feed you. We're not going to be able to protect you. Masses of people will die, but please pay your taxes anyway. They don't tell you because they don't have a plan. They also don't want to create panic. Up until the last minute, when they're sure this is going to happen and that nothing can be done, they don't want to be the cause of panic. Bank failures, people failing to go to their jobs, industry grinding to a halt. They feel that at least now things are rolling and the wheels of commerce and the like are continuing. So basically, they just don't know how to tell you. It's terrible news. They have no solution. They don't want to cause panic. So paralysis sets in and nothing is said.
There could also be threats from outside our solar system, which we're now being made aware of subtly, like through the movies and media like Deep Impact or Armageddon, or NASA releasing information saying that an asteroid could whack us in 2028 or thereabouts. It's making the public privy to this information so that they have a case history of events to desensitize us to this information. So that when instantly there is something new in the skies or in the heavens, we're not freaking out.